Blog Talk Radio.
Give us 1 minute. We have technical difficulties. All right, we'll do that, man. We'll roll with that.
All right, and just see what happens. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bless you. Be back in five.
So what's that?
I heard that,
but ain't to myself. See, this ain't nothing but the devil right here, though. They've been working all week long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all see how many videos I'm going to put out this week?
Oh.
What did that say? You see a red mark up there?
That's
better. Being this type of computer, it's the slowest computer I've ever seen.
It must be bogged down really bad. You know, I've got a bunch of junk in the background.
Yeah, that's why I'm restarting.
I don't understand, because I only do basic stuff, man. So I'm not this super guru guy. What's the hot plate?
Blog Talk Radio still rolling.
It is?
Oh, yeah. So they can hear everything going on.
Oh, well, hallelujah. Y'all give us 5 minutes. 5 mics, we'll be right back. Be the Father's will.
Yeah, but these damn devils are serious. They serious, man. They're extremely serious.
So how long was school again?
Schools.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. It was like, I'll say, that's quite good.
Oh, I believe not. Get it.
What are you to the diagnosis?
Oh, man.
Yes. Losses. Something like
this. It's pretty technical.
Yeah.
Still no audio.
And I may have to just do it from my phone. I ain't gonna lie, from my phone.
Now the Brio has got a microphone, but it ain't registering the... There's the Yeti right there.
It is, it's registering.
Must be something in your OBS. Why does that thing keep doing that?
I mean, I think we need to look over the thing so they can hear us.
Yeah.
Even though that dang thing ain't registering.
All right.
What'd you do?
No.
Device manager?
Went to sound manager. No, I went into OBS. OBS had clicked it off for some reason.
Oh, man. They
got me on. I can't even see myself. I don't see you.
Yeah, I just now started recording. Started streaming. Wait for that. Previews load.
Alright. You want that?
Alright. Little OBS glitching.
Let's start all over.
Hey, you know I used to play basketball too. I used to play the basketball. I did. I got great many cloud witnesses.
No, it was too long ago. It was like 11 years ago. Going on 12. I ain't never doing it again. I don't even try to jump to touch the net.
Shalom. Hopefully,
I'm afraid I make my back up there. Oh, yeah. Two heads, one head left here, right here.
Destinations has an error. It might be Facebook. You mean Facebook, Joey?
Don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, that's all that says.
Facebook is
what you call it. I think our YouTube streams. I have to do a check to see if our YouTube is running good now.
Is it on in there? Can you open up the door, see if it's on in there?
So we'll start. We might have to start another one.
Yeah, they're going to refresh that thing, man. See, here we are right here. Oh, that's an old one. Michael, come in. Yeah, man, we just about there.
Yeah, it sounds good now. I can hear the audio. I can hear y'all talking.
All right. It's just videos should come up here pretty soon.
Okay, all right.
That brother, now he knows all this stuff. He does this stuff for a living now. That brother, man. Goodbye. Y'all with us? If y'all with us, let us know. All right? Give us a sound check here, okay? Australia is with us, 10. Philippines is with us. Appreciate y'all, brothers and sisters. Man, it's probably the next day. Matter of fact, it is the next day, early in the morning, that's with you. Across the pond. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. We here, we here, we here, we here, we here. Oh, boy. Man, man, man. What a week, man. Y'all been busy this week? We've been extremely busy this week, man. That's all right. We thank the Father for the labor, labor of love. Definitely ain't no labor in the grave. Might as well get it done while you're alive. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hey, if y'all new here, you probably want to go over and really truly want to invest yourself or divest yourself. No, you probably really truly want to go over and check out Patreon. Because I told you, I'm making a big move from YouTube over to Patreon. And I did it too, dude. I'm doing it big time. I really am. You know, there's an old wise saying. Matter of fact, you got to cut that down. To load. Is it on load?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's an old wise saying. If y'all get cold, y'all we always cut the thing. All right. There's an old wise saying that says, cast not your pearls before swine, and give not that which is holy unto dogs. Well, who are the dogs? It's not talking about four-legged dogs. It's talking about two-legged dogs. Yep. Because that's all it is without the kingdom. We thank the Father for being alive above the grave, having an opportunity to be able to serve him another day, another week, another hour. Spending our time making reference to him. And glorifying and magnifying his magnificent and holy name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I analyze each day. And, you know, it really is a wasted day if you don't praise Yah.
Come on.
Because, you know, the wicked don't even hold him in his thoughts.
Yeah.
They're not even in, I mean, come on, man. They don't even give Yah no time at all. Thank you, Ranger. Thank you, Ranger, for the deposit of the night. Appreciate it. The offering. I got a few news things we need to go on here real quick before Shabbat comes in, all right? You remember I told y'all when this jab thing came along and how they kept trying to coerce people? You know, the book says, and he calls it all. It's a prelude. It was a trial run. To receive a mark, you know what I mean? You know, it's calls. Even if they got to turn the screws and calls or try to say that, you know, maybe it can't work or something like it, you know what I mean? It's still a call to get you to make a choice and decision. And, of course, you see, the majority of people, they'll just capitulate. They'll do it. Well, there are people out there dying like flies. No. And it didn't even take, I thought it was going to take 3 to 5 years for it to show up. You know what I mean? The negative side effects. Because never in the history of mankind have ever rushed something out so fast.
Right. True.
You following?
Yes, sir.
Then they try to censor everybody from even talking about it.
True.
Y'all seen how many times I got banned. You got people out there who do whole news sources. And I could say one word. I could even say vid, and they would block me. That just let me know that Satan already got the world,
mm-hmm.
but they only censor the saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the news sources work for Satan.
Yeah.
All the mainstream news media. And I'll literally be telling y'all exactly what's going on. But what, you know what trips me out is my side will say, I would tell them, I'd do a video and tell you exactly what's getting ready to take place, what's taking place, what's going on, when something happened. Then you give it about 15, 20 minutes, here comes the news source. Imagine, they have access. access to information a whole lot more than I do.
Right.
My access is discernment.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
knowing the signs of the time.
Yeah.
But I tell you, man, I think something's going to pop off here in America here pretty soon. Here in America, I think it's going to be an event. Something's going to pop off heavy.
Mm.
I need to talk to the Father about it. Let's get ready. Get ready. You should have already been ready. And you know what? Let me tell y'all something about ready. You can spend time getting ready, but you'll never be as ready as you want to be. Because just when you think you're ready as you want to be, you still ain't more ready. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just ain't ready because you're never content.
Never content.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about being ready.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because a lot of people, man, they're not taking this stuff serious.
Right.
I'm taking it serious. Taking it serious. But people are developing heart problems. Damaging heart problems. I can't even pronounce the name of the thing. Y'all know Kim. I think of that Kim Everson who used to be over at Rising, right? She done went independent because they wanted to censor her. When Dr. Frankenstein wanted to come on the show, his team, the first thing he did was ask, who's going to be there asking the question? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Because Kim, man, she used to go against it, man. She used to fight hard, bro. Well, anyway, this one lady, I wrote it down right here, from Canada says, I truly love you, Kim. You are the best thing to happen to journalism. I work in a funeral home, and it's been alarming on how many young people under 65 years age are dying suddenly. Just, see, this behind the scenes information. And none of our public health officials have sounded the alarm. Hell no, they ain't going to either.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something, Israel. This is the reason why the Most High God commanded us and demanded us to come out of her and my people. All y'all that are contributing by way of Super Chat, thank you all for your offers. It does not go unnoticed. Appreciate it. It'll definitely be used for the work of the ministry of the Most High God. And that's the truth. But you can't expect these people that I'm going to tell you. They ain't going to tell you. You know what's sad about it? Your family members are deceived. They ain't going to tell you either. These your family members are news source junkies. Whatever the TV said, they believe it. And then they try to point the fingers, there's something wrong with you. I tell you, when that movie Matrix came out, man, it should have just opened some people's eyes, but people continue to stay in it. They don't want to be unplugged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't even get religious people to read the Bible. Here, I used to tell my family members how you do this thing. You don't believe what it's here. I'll turn it to you. Read. No, I'm not that. Y'all people act like Dracula. Huh? You talking about you and Lover, man? I wish somebody gave me the book and said, read it, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it say?
Yeah.
They ain't interested in it. And then she goes on to say, I'm from Toronto, Canada. Six doctors have passed away in a span of 2 weeks. One being 27 years old and a triathlon athlete.
Wow.
That's some people with some high cardiovascular endurance.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And guess what? Most people go out there and get it, but they never gave you any long-term insurances or safeties.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're going to go get it. I remember Kyrie Irving, they tried to villainize, make him a villain.
Yeah.
New York's so stupid. He couldn't even play basketball at home games. He had to play all the away games, and they trying to demonize him.
Yeah.
And they tried to put peer pressure.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, you didn't see him make the news like that. He didn't even get the jab.
No.
He didn't get the jab at all.
Tell the truth.
But he's doing his crazy herb stuff now, and they mention it, and there's nothing else to it.
Nothing else to it.
Ooh. We're quoting straight facts here. Let's get down to some community business here for a second. You know, one, two. It's the first turn, major turn when you come downhill, the second turn going up. That is a very serious, fatal funnel turn. I want all you listen to me, especially you women, Marshala. When y'all come down that hill, you don't be driving like a bat out of hell. It's a blind spot there. You can't see around that corner. There's a reason why that we have rocked and done extended out. When you come down here, you creeping and you are favoring to the outside.
Yes, yes.
You know everybody wants to cut corners. And then there's people they just drive right down the middle of the road like they're on, and the road ain't even 8 feet wide. 10 at most. If that. When you go up, I see that's Macon County Road Department problem. Yeah, I see it rolling on the inside, but you're supposed to hug the inside. I'm telling us this because we don't need no head-on collisions. Go slow when you get to that second corner.
Yes, sir.
Try to peek around.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're coming down here, you can avoid all that if you come down here and you take to go just go wide.
Mm-hmm.
And these damn women, boy, he can't drive worth nothing. They just be driving. I remember I was in this Mustang, right? And a damn UPS driver about up there where Brother Richard's place is, he wasn't budging. He was too busy on his little cell phone moving right on down the middle road flying. I ended up on the bank where the fence was before he put on it, and then he passed me, then he put his brake on. Now they said, what the? He turns around, come back, I am so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I just about almost got hit by the FedEx driver this week. Driving like a bat out of hell. Israel, y'all got to go slower, though.
Yes, sir.
Y'all really truly do, especially now we're coming up on the feast days. You know how people love driving vehicles up and down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Up and down the hills. Well, the feast day's arrival, early as you can come, is the 5th of October, and everybody has to depart by the 18th. Because when y'all depart, Straightway still got another week and a half, literally a week and a half, to get this land back where it was. Is that too much to ask?
Yes, sir.
We've had people come to these feasts, anointed feasts, and we'll leave whole tents, cots, Coleman heaters. Am I exaggerating?
Hey, body buckets.
Yeah. So we have a little surplus of people when they come visit. I just shoot, man. It's ours. They were too lazy to take it down, take it with them. I guess if you got here and you experienced all that and you wasn't planning on coming back, why not just leave it here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Give up pretend, though. I had somebody again ask me, Pastor Dow, why do you call names? Do they not call my name anytime they mention something?
No, yes, sir. Every time.
When you read the book, do you not see names called?
Yes, yes, sir.
Didn't I do a message on that some time ago where they call names? They call names so you can understand who he's talking about and what's going on with the people so you don't be oblivious.
Right.
Because some of us don't have a lick of discernment.
Yes, sir.
We cannot read between the lines. We up here co-signing and agreeing with people,
yes, sir,
and don't even know what is going on. We up here Facebooking. That's right, brother. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brother, do you realize what you just got finished agreeing to?
No. Agreeing.
Nope. Nope, not at all, because I'm dumb on purpose. Sure am. I work at it. Got a degree in it. So the 5th to the 18th of October, all right? That's plenty of time.
Yes,
That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know. I was telling my side, well, I got one. One is up in Kentucky right now. Just had a grandbaby.
Hallelujah.
Another little girl.
Hallelujah.
Mitch had a little girl.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, Elder Rufus had a girl. Elder Mitch had a girl. Brother Victor had a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Scott had a girl.
Yeah.
And of course, Deacon Bell still batting on high five. Deacon Bell still batting on high five. I'm going to give y'all a secret about this girl boy stuff, all right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to hear?
Yes.
If you are wanting to have a boy, what you need to do is you need to try to figure out what's your wife's ovulation time. And that day, that's when you want to go in. Because male sperm swim faster than female sperm. Anything on the other side of that, chances are going to be a female. The egg is only out one day. So let's say you go into your wife, because the sperm can stay alive 3 to 5 days inside the vagina. So let's say you're in the vagina, try to keep it pure as possible. Y'all don't understand. I'm not this Gnostic world. Y'all should be able to figure that out in ministry. I'm just straight up, man.
I mean,
it ain't nothing we already don't understand anyway.
Right.
We haven't made sense
right.
Over here.
You're right.
Trying to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Come on. But if you go into your wife 2-3 days before ovulation, chances are going to be a girl.
Mm.
Every boy has got to be pinpointed. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Because the male sperm, it actually dies off faster than the female sperm does.
Mm.
I'm just telling y'all stuff, man. And so you just got to learn how to do it. That right there is wisdom right there that you'll never hear.
Hallelujah.
The folks won't tell you, nobody else will tell you, but we'll tell you that, all right?
Yes.
School exemptions, work exemptions, letters, they have to be in no later than September 10th.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let me see, because I don't know if Pastor Corey ain't coming. No, she changed that. No, Pastor Corey's not coming right now.
Mm.
So, I got to go pick my child up either first day or second day next week. Then we got the concrete pump truck pour. Then I got to drive 10 hours all the way to Iowa and then fly back the very next day. That week shot. That week is gone. All right. All right, so let's get to the news here real quick. The United States economy is in a medically induced coma.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is. The real question is can we revive the patient if we need to or if we want to?
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad things are going in this world today. See, this is y'all first rodeo with a bad economy because y'all used to pay attention to it.
Right.
So you have to depend on us old heads to tell you how bad it is.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Because you wouldn't know how bad it is because it's just normal for y'all.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to tell you that this ain't normal. Mm-hmm. This is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember the book says that one wise man by his wisdom was able to deliver a whole city? Well, you notice that this retarded administration called the Biden administration, they don't want to admit that we're in the recession. So I actually started writing down my little notes and stuff, you know, kind of like I do on PowerPoint. If I slow my mind down, I can talk, you know, but if I slow my mind down, I can be more articulate,
yes, sir,
to tell us exactly what a recession is. Because when people hear this and you hear the news, we're in a recession, we're in a recession, we're in a recession. This generation like recession. Well, we're going to take a break. That's what this generation thinks. Yeah. recess or what? Shoot. That's what we doing?
Yeah.
These funerals don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
That's true,
Pat. Yeah. That's why I spend the painstaking task to educate us. And when I give you the education, you don't have to worry about reading between the lines, because then you'll be able to see the lies that the news media is telling you. So, we are in a recession and nobody likes admitting it. Now, what a recession is, y'all heard of GDP, right?
Gross
domestic, yeah, they gonna teach gross domestic product, goods and services here in America. What happens is when it recedes, meaning it's not readily available the way it normally, quote unquote, is, right? It gets smaller. So you have two consecutive quarters of where the economy is literally shrinking. It's not growing, it's shrinking. 2 quarters in 6 months. All right? That is the definition of a recession. There's no easy reason why Joe Biden and that lesbian secretary or speaker that took Jen Psaki, they need to get Jen Psaki back out of there. That damn black woman don't know what the hell she's doing. That's one stupid lesbian. She's married to a woman.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be offensive because that's what you admit you are.
Right. True.
But just a buffoon. So what happens is when you enter into a recession, businesses can't hire because they're no longer growing. And if businesses are no longer growing, then it's going to affect the labor. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You got to have worker bees.
Yep.
Y'all know I've been using the term a lot lately.
Yes, sir.
Worker bees, worker bees. If you're paying attention to me.
Yes, sir.
I've been using it a lot lately. So then what happens is, y'all notice interest rates have done risen everywhere?
Yes, sir. Sure
have. Red hot interest rates. They're on fire. They're going up, right? That's because literally, that when the interest rate starts going up and you having all this money printing, trying to chase goods and services,
yes, sir.
Are you following me? What happens is that you no longer can spend the way that you normally would spend.
Right. True.
Because a lot of people are dipping into the kitty, so-called savings, just trying to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, after all, I mean, you think about it, gasoline is a need. Food is a need. These are not wants. These are needs.
Yes,
are you following? So, when you start spending a whole bunch of money that you have saved on needs rather than wants, you're starting to go into the negative.
Yes, sir.
Because the amount of money that you're making, it can't keep up with the high cost of inflation.
Yep. Ooh, come on. Yes, sir.
You get a $5 pay raise, what the hell does that mean when every time you go to the pump, you're losing 70?
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now, most people are making a mistake because, damn, I'm having a rough time making ends meet. First of all, number one, you got to get control of your spending lust.
Preach.
And you have to learn. You ever heard this in the stock market? You learn when to buy and when to sell.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
And in America, everything is microwave.
Yes. Yes.
Instant gratification.
Yes. True.
And credit has done us in.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, done us all in. Because credit can give you instant gratification that don't last long.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when we was stupid fools celebrating Christmas because our parents was pagan because we were out the way of the heathen?
Yep, sir.
Man, we get them brand new presses and stuff, right, man? Within a couple hours, them things old as I don't know what, man.
Yeah, old, bro.
Wore out. New wore out real fast.
Yeah.
Because the lust of man's eyes is never full.
Woo.
All this is, what I do is put it in biblical personal thoughts on it.
You preach.
So, today, in this time and hour, we literally have no margin for error. So, if somebody's losing their job, it's going to prevent them from buying something.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, right.
And if it's going to if you lose your job, you're prevented from buying something, that means businesses and manufacturers, they're going to have to make cuts.
Yeah. Customers.
What you were producing, you no longer can keep up because there's no more demand now.
Right, yes. Come on.
That hurts supply and demand.
Right.
There's no more demand. And like I said, how many times? Y'all heard me? If he's on Patreon. If he's on my Patreon channel, I told you. I pay attention to the future prices.
Yep.
All right? And right now, lumber is back down again.
Right.
Oh, so when lumber's back down, then what do? You bound a dip. But who the hell can bound a dip when you've been putting all your money in the gas tank?
Yes, come on, Tim.
Watch this. Hint, prelude. So the reason why you need to be in common unity, close to a community.
Yes, that's it.
I told you what's going to happen. See, all y'all that are real close around the community, what's going to happen is that, because I've always told all the Saints on community, we need to keep one room open to bring a family in, because we got to get a tight 360.
Yes.
And then we have to train the brothers that's coming in to be able to help guard this 360, because everybody can't stay out there.
Yes, sir.
We, as long as we are on this land, and if you're good and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, you eat what? The good already, right?
Yes, sir.
And everybody ain't willing, and everybody's not obedient. You understand what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Because we're all about the preservation of the saints.
Yes.
And if you can get used to living simple, living humble.
Oh, man.
When you come here and we are in dire straits.
That's a great
We're in a world without rule of law.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
If you can exercise some discipline right now.
Discipline.
A little bit. Just a little bit right now.
Right now. Yeah.
Then we know you can, be content with such things as you have. Because godliness with contentment is great. You don't need all this stuff like everybody else. They keep telling you need it. You don't need all this stuff like everybody keeps saying that you do.
Come on, Shep.
Come on. Rich folks got TV. You got TV. Your TV just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But you watch the same thing. They got clothes. You got clothes. But I'll tell you what, a lot of rich folks, they don't do like you. You stupid, dumb, poor Americans. You want to go out here and wear the latest designer.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to see your little polo. Your little eyes eye. You want everybody to see your corporate emblems. Styling and profiling. Rich folk don't give a shit about something like that.
Nope. They really don't.
You don't believe me? Go check out Warren Buffett and Bill Gates.
Right.
And Elon Musk and see how they dress. See how they carry themselves. Okay. Everybody, you want the latest. Matter of fact, it was 4 or 5 years ago I came across this thing. Some damn guy by the name of Louis Vuitton.
Yep.
You ever heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
I say it sounds like a homosexual to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell I want to put something on me or wear something out to his ass? That's it's for females. Ain't Louis Vuitton bags?
Yeah. They wear clothes,
Do they got clothes too?
Mm-hmm.
Let you know how much I seen a Louis Vuitton bag.
Right.
Now they got men bags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men perks. They strap bags around their shoulder and up on their armpit, and they carry them right here.
Fuck off.
Yeah, help us all,
bro. I'm like, what am I doing with a damn rucksack?
That's it.
We gotta carry all that shit. No, for real.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I can.
Mm-hmm. So one guy said, years ago, this one guy got mad at me because I started talking about they got a new trend on banned purses. Purses. So I know what purse meant back then. I know what it means today.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
I mean, men got cargo pockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We carry all kinds of stuff in them things.
Yeah. All you need.
Kevin Samuels, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, man.
I don't care what nobody said. He was soft.
I agree.
He was flat out soft.
Oh,
see, they got this thing where you can go put on some fragrance and a make and some perfume and stuff, and that somehow equates to a high value man. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I wish I had reached out to him. He probably would have. You know what I mean? Passed out rough around the edges.
Yeah.
I actually like what he was actually educating men concerning women. You know, the internet is the worst thing that could ever happen to a woman.
I mean, yeah,
I agree.
Because a lot of men, man, they be like,
mm-hmm.
"Is it that bad?" Yes, it is.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You never know.
Hell no.
You'd have never known. You'd have never known how bad it was till you get all these other men out here telling you exactly how
yes.
bad it is.
Yes.
Because they made women the holy grail.
Yep.
Hey, what?
Come on. Come on. That is the truth.
You got men out here want to kill themselves over a damn woman.
Come on, Jeff.
Come on. Like hell.
Come on with it.
Ain't no way in hell. No way in hell.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I'm going to give up my only life.
Come on.
Because you left me.
What the?
Oh, how it hurts knowing you're with someone else.
Go ahead.
Whenever you're with me. No, how do you say it? Whenever you're alone. Who's loving? Whenever you're alone, whenever you're with him, who? Oh, I gotta get that.
Loving me. Go ahead.
Nobody, hurry up this way again. Like shit. I'd be in a damn woods with a bone in my nose for some bitches and shit like that. Hallelujah. What?
Come on.
Y'all know I'm talking real talk.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing but.
Damn
nothing but.
Indeed.
Shit.
Shit.
And what I'm talking like is, I'm not talking about to our,
mm-hmm.
about our submitted,
nah.
wonderful, beautiful daughters of Zion in Israel.
Nope.
The rest of y'all spank asses.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Uh-uh. And then you go beg a woman, hurry up this way again.
Uh-huh.
Somebody need to go back into the 70s and slap the shit out of them. Slap some damn sense into these men. What the? They ain't even been.
Yeah.
Let me get back on what we're talking about. We're talking about a recession, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, today when you look at our expenses and what's going out. Very little coming back in.
Yes.
I mean, how many of y'all done experienced the shock? All right, if you have a truck, you done experienced the shock of a $100 bill going like a 20.
Yep.
And you're like, because you know that things get ready to go up in that. That's why I brought you. I literally limit where I'm going. I make sure that all the stops that I make, if I go out, I got a least bare minimum. It has to be 3 stops. Other than that, I ain't going out that damn gate. It'll
yep.
wait till the next day. It'll wait till the next week.
Yep.
After. I ain't going no damn way.
Yep.
It can
real.
Wait.
Yep. For real.
Mm-hmm. All we need is wait.
Yes.
Hold!
Hold!
Damn it, hold! We'll be all right.
Yes.
We still eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes. Discipline.
I mean, we got things, man. They just want to spin. They think you got to spin every damn thing. Mm-hmm. Just wasteful spinners. We didn't have nobody to budget.
Oh,
straightway,
man,
we all be like Sodom and Gomorrah, man. We would. Hold!
Yes.
Then I turn around and see 6-7 trucks show up with about, what, 80 tons of rock. How'd they get here? Hold! That's how they got here.
Yes, sir.
Well, we could have used a little bit early, though, because we brought the same as how you've been out there with that shovel digging that ditch out this morning. Chief Shane was up here digging this ditch out of it. We're going to make a concrete covered out of this, man. That's all there is to it. We got to. Because remember, we carry caskets from here all the way up there. Woo! Boy, that's a haul, isn't it? That is a haul. It's a whole lot easier with the corner to stop right there. We just right across that. Shoot. So we're going to fix that. We'll work on that. Work on our cemetery a little bit more, too. But the last recession that we saw was in 2007. That's when the housing market happened, right?
Yes, sir.
But look how long. Remember I told y'all, I said, all right, everybody's talking about we're already in a recession, right? And I told you. This bank, don't think this stuff is going to be over next month or next month or next month or next month or that. Because the last great recession that happened in 2007, it wasn't over with for 18 months.
Come on, sir.
That's called a year and a half.
Right? Yeah.
This one is worse than that.
Yes. Yes.
So now what you got? You got goods piling up to the brim. All right, go to your regular Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah.
Inventory stocked to the hilt, so prices ain't got no choice but to drop.
Right.
Cause ain't nobody buying.
Right.
Hold.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Buy on the dips.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
That's how you do it. I'll pass down, shut my foot. I do know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think the wise thing about me is that I speak about the things that I know.
Mm.
And the things I don't know, I keep quiet and I listen. And then I try to make sure if I ask a question, it's an intelligent question.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oregon, they say there's a straightway out there in Oregon, and no, it ain't. We try to fellowship with some brothers out there in Portland, Oregon, but We just left that place. Was that a year ago we left that place? Was it a year ago about this time last year, about a year ago?
A year or so.
We was, matter of fact, myself, Elder Rufus, Elder Mitch, and Kabir, we went out to Portland, Oregon, and Brother Yashar.
Yes, sir.
What a waste of time. I never in my life, this city, man, where the people are literally living in terror of the anarchy. The police is scared of the anarchy. Businesses boarded up. And you can literally walk outside. If you live in the city, and you could have a sidewalk, you know, the sidewalk belongs to the city. But if somebody put a tent right in front of your house, in the city, you can't do a damn thing about it. Send the ordinance, as long as they're not blocking your driveway or that one little piece of walkway for you to get to your car. But on the side over here, you cannot say nothing about it. They can defecate on the side of it. You can go up there. I got videos of it with Tent City on the side. You know underpasses on the highways? Tent City. Tent City. It is just off of the proverbials. I got videos.
That's
I need to go back in the archives and let you see this. That whole West Coast is nothing but a shithouse. There's nothing glorious about Washington State, Oregon, or California. Not a, there's nothing glorious about them shitholes. They're all shitholes. Really. It's bad. It's bad, 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 bad. This is how bad it is. So anyway, that's why prices are going to continue to fall. Because ain't nobody going to buy nothing. There ain't no money to buy nothing. So you have to be wise. I've been showing you by my footprint how many times I've done this game over the years.
Yes, sir.
Building materials. All you got to do, if you go back in the videos, you'll be surprised how wise it is. Dumb as I look, you'll be surprised how wise I've been. I know one thing, I told you more of the truth than the wicked news media has.
Yes, sir.
That's just the truth. All right, next topic on hand is we're going to talk about collision here for a second. And we're actually going to talk about my own personal family here for a second. So this question still to this day keeps coming up. But if you notice nobody is talking evil about collision anymore, all of a sudden it's like silence.
Right.
It's done with silence. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
It just went almost dark, mute. People are running and trying to avoid it because they realize that they don't have an argument and none of their assertions are valid. So anyway, I'll be the first to tell you that there are ups and there are downs to polygyny. Have a lot more ups and downs. There are ups and downs to monogamy. Y'all can tell me about that. Let me tell you something. Marriage is an equal opportunity employer. It doesn't discriminate. You have good days, you have bad days. It's just part of it. It's part of the growing process.
Mm-hmm.
Got to grow. Got two personalities trying to gel together. All right? So, they asked me, I know y'all think this is, I'm exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating. So they asked me. And mind you, I've had elders in to help my marriage situations in my family. Y'all don't know nothing about that because y'all think that Pastor Dow just got it all together and everything. I got it all together as much as I need to know, but sometimes I need to depend on some people.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right. But this is literally how my family runs in polygyny. We literally do everything together. So like me, Carol, Nellie Summer, and his guy. We literally do everything together. Family outings on the boat. We're all there. Having a good time. Going to Georgia. Get a little bit of rest, and we head straight to the communities. And we all go together. Having family nights, movie nights, scripture study, gym, eating dinner together, eating out. We do all that together. See, some people in polygyny, they'll do that with this person. And you can do that. But they very rarely come together as a family. My family, we always come together as a family.
Yes, sir.
Always come together as a family. What's this on? We are family. Hey, 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 I got all my sisters and me.
Yeah.
Sister wives.
Yes, sir.
And there is some serious support with each other.
Absolutely.
No, for real.
Yes, sir.
That's because they understand Hebraic culture, and they're trying to, I can talk about it all day long, but until you do it yourself, you have to hate. No, he's got a scripture that says you have to hate the garment, spot out of place. You have to hate the culture that has robbed you of your soul. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Come on.
That's awesome.
They don't have no show jealousy or envy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Working
yeah.
against
Come
each other.
On. No need to. No need to.
Sure. See, in monogamy, y'all heard this. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody. I've never believed that shit.
Nah, yeah.
Never.
You broke.
Mother Carol will tell you that. I never have. Never.
Hallelujah.
See, in polygamy, if papa, if
yeah.
father, if
yeah.
husband ain't happy,
yeah.
ain't nobody damn happy. Because the way that it works is that, let me get this right. The woman was designed to be the man's help me. That means help meet his needs. Not he'll meet your needs.
Come on.
He's supposed to provide food, clothing, conjugal rights. That means protection, shelter, and sex. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
In Israel, well, I read this book, and I had a long talk with the father. Mm-hmm. Before I started getting in, I had a long talk with the father. I read his book. I like, all right, Father, you know I'm coming in all humility, but I really need to have this long talk right here. I need a long talk. I'll wait for my answer, but I need a long talk. I said, why does it seem like that us as men, we're saddled up with everything, and all they got to do is just that? I can't make them work to expand my empire.
Right.
You know something?
Right.
And meet it back in the spirit. What do you think children are? I'm not paid. I get it.
What? Yeah,
I said. I get it. She literally just have to guide the house. I mean, you want to trade places? I was waiting for answers. I'm just too left. As soon as I say something, I come right about it. Whoa, you talking about it right now, y'all?
Yes, sir. What?
You get in your role, you teach her how to get in her role.
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah.
And we'll all be rolling.
Rolling.
One thing about you can't fool with the Holy Spirit.
Nah.
But it is true. The women, they got it made.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They literally got it made if they choose to take that path.
Yes, sir.
Now, they choose to take the wrong path. Goodbye, good riddance, so the hell on.
Yes, sir.
No power to you, but in hell, you will lift up your eyes. Addendum note here. Some people do polygyny the worldly way, where the woman just knows about the other woman, but they don't live together or function together.
Right.
They don't want to have the other woman in their presence or have polygyny in their face. They are so-called fine with knowing that a man has another woman, but you should dare not expect this woman to be around.
Right.
They want to keep the relationship completely separate. Yes, covenants are separate, but they also want the relationship separate and don't want to function as a family. Now, the problem is, who is the head?
Right.
Who set the order and the precedent? The man or the woman?
The man.
Because anytime you let a woman set precedent, it's going to go to
chaos.
It's going to piss and shake your dead.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's just a true statement.
I mean.
And it ain't until you're in it and you're doing it righteously, you really truly comprehend and understand how righteous God is.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But so many now women in society got these cancerous mindsets.
Yeah. The culture.
Really?
Religious.
Look at the hypocrisy, though. Many women out in the world knew they man or their husband had a side chick or a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're perfectly fine with it. long as nothing was said.
That's true.
Soon to be known, all of a sudden you won't spawn.
Oh,
okay. Now, you know I got a lot of Bible, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Come on with it. Come on.
You know I know that book, right?
Come on, yes.
You go to Bereshit 38, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll read about Judah and Tamar.
Yep.
I'm going to do a newsletter on this. On fornication. I'm going to tear it up, man.
Yes, sir.
The reason why the Father reveals stuff like that to us is because the book says so much is given, much is required. Yes, in other words, if I give you much, then listen, son, I expect for you to behave accordingly.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Does it make sense?
Ooh, shit.
Yeah. See, the first son denied, only denied, Salah denied. Are you following?
Right.
So Tamar turns around, and Judah wouldn't even give Salah only spill his seed.
Right.
Y'all killed his ass.
Yep.
Killed him first because he's wicked as hell.
Yep.
Wouldn't even do the Levirate law. Levirate law was already in effect before the law was even written.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah. Walk out, go with me, man. Are y'all waiting to catch up or what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all said it.
Write that down.
Like somebody stunned y'all with a stun gun or something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, brother Mary, in Baltimore. Remember, brother, you are the bride.
Yes. Brother. Bless you, brother.
Not the woman.
Hallelujah. Bless you, brother.
Not the woman.
Hallelujah.
Mm. I'm going to encourage you with this. Grab a big hand of your nut sack.
Yeah.
Wee.
Amen.
Thank the Father you're a man.
Mm. Hallelujah. Oh, Hebrew man. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I like we're leaving it at that and nobody know what I'm talking about.
That's it.
So, obviously, Judah's wife had passed. Tamar's been denied sexual relationships to fulfill the Levirate law. Mind you, she pushed this.
Yeah.
Because she already knew what the law said.
Coach. Yes.
Fair to get him in there.
Coach.
And we got everybody want a 1 foot in Latin, another foot in Greek, but nobody wanted to be Hebrew.
Right. Except
when it's convenient.
Come on.
What is it damn convenient?
Yes, sir.
And when that convenient, just turn Eastern mysticism.
Ooh.
Where you're dealing with sun gazing and amulets and onks and astral projection and damn meditation and magic and all this other shit.
Yep.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow when he dressed up as a prostitute. Made a deal with Judah. He went into her, she could see. We already knew what the penalty was for a woman playing a whore in Israel. Death penalty.
Yeah.
She was finished. But when she came and bought that staff, that signet, and she presented her, Judah said she was more righteous than I. What could they do?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't blame Judah at the time because, damn, you lost too, son. Why would he want you to lie?
Right.
Yeah. That's real tough.
Yeah. See, why is it that? See, I'm like this. When I was born again, when he birthed me, when I read that in the book, I didn't give a shit what I thought.
Right.
I didn't give a damn what my belief system was.
Right.
I read in the book there's truth that's good enough for me. No arguing, no debate. Give me time. Let me come to myself. I ain't got no damn time coming. I'm ahead all the time in the world.
Now.
I'm coming to
now.
Come on.
Now.
I'm coming to God.
Yeah.
Now.
Come on.
That's how I'm coming.
Renewed.
That's it, boy.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That's real talk. You hear it, son? wise as you go along in life.
Yes, sir.
And do things. You have to know the people who you're dealing with. You know how much backlash I'm going to get just because you're my son? Mm. Why, you think I give a shit? Shit. I'll show you how pissed on shit turned it into water and sewage. That's the military. Heavy-duty military. Heavy-duty. I'm going to get two nickels worth of rat's ass. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
All I'm concerned about is being righteous before Yah.
That's it. That's it.
Let's go to the next icon. Samson. Samson's under, matter of fact, he was under the Nazarite law.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on, Seth.
From his mother's womb.
Yep.
And I bought it out a few Shabbats ago.
Yes.
Samson was full of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
You know, one place it said it was upon him.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden it said, when his hair got cut, it said that the Spirit departed from him. So which one is it?
Come on.
Because when the Spirit is in you, that's when it departs. If it's upon you, it can come and go as it please. See, here's this damn English mental gym.
Yeah.
That they be doing. So no, Samson had.
Come on.
Hear it out loud, man.
Hey. So Samson would go out there with Delilah or whatever it is. Samson was out here laying with prostitutes. And the Spirit never departed from him. Until he confided into Delilah.
Gave his strength.
After she wore him out, pressing him. You're interpretation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know the reason why?
Come on.
They try to make shit sin it ain't sin.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know the reason why?
Why is that?
Sin can only be sin. Let's go back to the law.
Yeah.
Where there has to be an atonement for it.
Yeah.
Has to be bloodshed.
Bloodshed.
If blood ain't shed, ain't no sin.
Preach.
Something got to be sacrificed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth, Shepherd.
So the spies could go into Jericho, get Rahab.
Get Rahab. Right.
Wow. Culture.
Solomon married Rahab. You getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Out of them come Boaz.
Yes.
Boaz married Ruth.
Yep. Yep. We preach. We preach.
Out of Ruth come Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
One more.
Jesse is the father of many sons.
Yeah.
But the father of David.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Man, shut up. Don't start no more.
Hey, that's it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Come on, Jeff.
Come on. What I'm trying to save up from is all of them false indoctrination.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
In Israel, what if you had a woman that was a widow? She couldn't go and run down to Walmart or the latest company and get a job.
Right.
So there was no company. There was no corporation. There was no Walmart. She was left to do what? Prostitute herself.
That's the name word.
In Israel. As long as it wasn't temple service.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to have a lot of people mad at me.
Hey, hallelujah. Different culture.
Well, you know what pisses me off when I get men that's
talking
about that shit. That is really off the damn chain. Because I don't give two damn damn flies on a woman's face. I really truly don't.
But,
a man?
That's gay shit.
If I cared about what a woman think, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Right.
They'll be controlling the whole ministry.
That's
be
true.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of the company. And mind, I love my side. They always tell you to.
Hallelujah.
That's I'll lay down my life for either one of them. I promise I won't.
We see it.
And they some good women.
Yes,
good
sir.
Women.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless God. Bless God.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
How we get off on this?
Nice.
Okay, that's how we got there. People ain't ready for stuff like this. They've been too indoctrinated.
Only the remnant.
But I'll tell you one thing, I'm 100% right. And I'll tell you what, I'll make it simple for you. Because I know we got a lot of spies out there. I'm notorious for you bringing the best theologian that you have in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm notorious for that. Bring them on out there. I promise I will be cordial, professional. Y'all have not seen that of me.
Yeah.
I will keep the debate right on line because most people will try to venture off your far as feelings and emotions. I will keep it plumb line.
Yeah,
you're
true. Yeah, try to get
this is about truth.
Yes. Be true.
So the book says that when a man lays with a harlot, when a man lays with a whore, become one with her. This is not talking about any damn whore. It's talking about a whore who serves other gods and is part of another damn a worship, a temple of a foreign deity.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So, hey, Gomer, I'll tell you what. Now, hey, Jose, go marry a woman of whoredoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to let you show how Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many people will be prophesying? How unfaithful they are. How wicked they are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. I know some of you people about to shit in your pants when I say it. Yep, that our Savior, our Master, our King of Glory, his bloodline came through a prostitute.
And that's the reason why he said that the prophet and the heart and the sinner will go in before you.
Preach.
Pass down. Pass down. Pass down. Pass down. Pass down.
Go ahead. Pass down. Go
ahead. God damn it.
Hey, bring them on. I don't give a damn who it is. Bring them on. A lot of people know how to holler, scream, and shout and do all this shit in the comfort of their congregation. Well, when we put this stuff up to, let's put it to the professional test.
Yes.
They're all going to be waiting in the back. Somebody right, somebody wrong. Somebody true, somebody false.
I'll call them. Come on.
Am I saying dollars Israel go out there and prostitute? Hell no.
No.
Because Yah favors families.
Right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He loves biblical families.
Yes.
Yes.
Try.
But you ain't going to tell me that he's going to sit up there and he can't redeem and can't save a prostitute or a whore.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. One thing I learned about prostitutes or whores in Israel, they become the greatest servants, and they are written in the Hall of Faith, which is Hebrews chapter 11.
Hall of Faith.
And your ass ain't in there. It's all about perspective, the way you see it. You understand what I mean? Yeah, what you look out of.
Wow.
You know, if I could get, and I'm asking Father in the name of Jesus to help us and help me with all mercy. If I could only some way, somehow, teacher, you got to help me out on here, all right? If I could only get Israel when we see each other, that there will be such a tenderness in our heart towards each other, such a love. You ain't got to tell me about your covenant, man. I know your covenant better than you. I taught you the covenant. Your wife, my sister. Tell you what, I looked at her, I go, baby, you all right? It's her first rodeo. She started explaining everything. I'm like, geez, I don't have any words of comfort to y'all designed for that. I'll let somebody else talk. I just want at least talk to you. You okay? I did that with some animal kind. I look at them, I go, well, man, we can't understand it. We cannot understand it. I don't care. We can't comprehend it.
Nope.
And then the pain, that's what the book says from the beginning, that you got to go through. They got to come through the matrix.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love you.
I didn't have nothing else to add.
You gotta help him.
I went and talked to your wife at the end of service. At the end of practice, I go, you all right?
Oh yeah, fella.
Is everything going? Yeah. And I'm blessed. I'm good. I don't got nothing else to say. I'm good.
I know an Israelite coming.
Don't give that law as another Israelite door. The fight against Satan's kingdom. Some stupid ass says, does politioning salvation? See, that's a dumb ass. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going
to
do.
Is not
so,
already.
So, foolish and unlearned questions.
Oh, Lord.
So we can
take more. Hallelujah.
But if we could have, when are we ever going to get to the point to where there's no malice?
Ooh.
No evil intent.
Yes.
No ill will in our heart.
Help us.
Towards one another.
Yes, sir.
I told my aside. I said I got a brand new thought in my mind as far as a new shirt for the ministry.
Uh-oh.
I have to depend on y'all to give it to me. But it's already in there. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
We want a special shirts made. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
When I say special, only special people get these shirts. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Who has special shirts made, and the shirts are going to be called Straightway Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't get these shirts.
I like that.
Only the brotherhood. You getting that, right?
Sister.
And we're going to have a Straightway Sisterhood.
Yeah.
They're going to be distinct, clear, identified marks that
that's
we hear.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. We hear. And you can't buy them. These shirts are given.
Ooh.
You can't ask for them. No, you don't know who the brotherhood is. Because there's no variance, there's no wavering, there's none of that in them. They are solid.
Rock. I'm a solid rock.
That doesn't mean everybody is not brothers. We're just saying these people are over and beyond.
The rank. That's the rank.
What you would call duty. I mean, they are that.
Come on.
Oh, T. Shane got one. But everybody ain't getting this.
Hallelujah.
You damn wrestling and fighting and battling and all this, and you don't know what Israel is about by now? No, you don't get no.
Of course.
Hell no. You either for us or you against us.
That's it.
Bottom line.
That's it.
They do what? Messiah talking like that.
He's the out of code.
Yep. That's number five. He talking like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Out of code. Hey, you know just as well as I do who are the brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not moving. They ain't wavering, man. They ain't here.
Come on.
You know, people have been waiting for me to trip up on false doctor for 30 years.
Oh.
30 damn years I've been waiting up on. Keep holding your breath.
Yeah.
Hold your breath for another 30.
Yeah.
By that time, maybe I'll be up out of here and I'll be just a kingpin. But just hold it then. You wait for me to fight on the fruit of life, this shit ain't happening.
Mm-hmm. That's so.
Y'all doing.
Yes, sir.
Y'all doing.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You getting this straight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious,
yeah.
Bro.
Yes, sir. I'm me. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. So we're in the end time. We all know we're in the end time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had somebody tell me, I'm going to get ready to throw something out there.
Come on.
I'm not saying it's possible truth. I'm not saying it's truth at all. But I had somebody throw it out there and said that the land where we at now, they actually reversed the whole damn thing. They're actually saying that this is the land where all the history took place, and the other land is a forest. And I'm believing that. Do I believe it? Nope.
Yes,
I just put it out there. I just said, nope. Do I believe it? Nope. I don't. Too much history doesn't happen over there.
Yes,
and the one thing that always remains solid, Ethiopians.
Yep. Hey.
You can't move Ethiopians.
That's a rock.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I said, listen to all these damn people out there talking all this shit. I'll be gone.
Name never changed.
I think the problem with me, I'm too simple.
That's it. That's good, sir.
I believe what the book says.
That's it.
And y'all know me. I believe what the book says, but I don't believe what the English says.
That's
I don't believe what I believe what the book says, but I believe what I check out behind.
Good
sir.
Good
student. How many times I showed y'all you can't trust this English translation?
Just did it against
us. They sit up there using and abusing us, trying to shape and form our damn mind.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I ain't with it. Look behind the word.
Yes, sir.
You'll know what's real.
Yes, sir.
They trying to, I'm telling you, man, they're trying to destroy us, but they ain't going to never be doing it because y'all always promised a remnant.
Oh, come on.
That's all we gotta do. Hey, you
know what?
I was talking about, man. Come on. What? Come on.
There's gotta be few. Never promise a many. Never promise a many.
Hallelujah.
But there's gonna be a remnant.
Oh yeah.
No doubt about it.
There's gonna
be a remnant.
Be.
He always has, always will.
The one thing I don't understand is why all these Christians and these Hebrew Israelites and these Messianics and these Hebrew roots, thinking they got all these digressions, right? Why are all them so afraid to sit down and have a talk with simple old pastor?
Why? Why?
Because you know, in every one of the places, they always mention, are y'all ever going to talk about straightway? And the first thing you do is try to demonize and talk about it and stuff and all that. They still don't get the... You would think that y'all would be intelligent enough, if they don't answer your questions, then why sit over there and court with them? It makes no damn sense. It's nonsensical. Anyway, so I'm talking about the harlots and all this other stuff because in this country, in this world, we think that, now listen, prostitution is a woman that sells herself for money. Are you following? But that's what they classify. You know, you're following. But when a woman's preparing herself and money to make a living, she's a prostitute, but she's not a prostitute like the damn people in temple prostitution.
Yeah.
That Paul was warning us about in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
In our culture, we made sure, can I say this?
Yes, sir.
You sure I can say this?
Come on, sir.
In our culture, we made sure, I'm going to say this.
Come on, sir.
We made sure that it was so much in the law and lawful that if someone was having a hard time to make ends meet, they still had the edges of the field to glean from.
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Praise God.
That's yeah.
Praise
that
God.
Nobody's going hungry in Israel.
No, man, come on.
That's
family.
God.
Family. Come on.
Nobody.
Come
on. Just going hungry in Israel.
That's what we eat.
Come on.
That's yeah.
We made sure we were, come on, you a Boaz, you go your servant, you make sure you leave the edges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Don't you take from Israel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we can sell the grain and everything, but you don't take nothing from Israel. Where is that righteousness
yeah.
today?
One mile.
Can somebody please tell me where it is? Where is it at today?
No.
Where?
Here. Yeah.
So I remain totally unconcerned about people that want to make judgments on us as a people. First of all, let's go back to it again. Last time I checked. That reminds me of this new cut I heard.
Last time when I checked, I got 5 pounds on my neck.
That's all I don't do.
I can do that part.
Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle.
Last time when I checked, I got 5 pounds on my neck.
Hey, Hollywood. Hey,
Hollywood. That's all I know. When I get the rest of it, I'll let you know. But... I investigated him a little bit too. And I told my youngest child, I said, you know what his problem was? She said, what? I said, the problem was, is they went back where he comes
right,
from.
The wrong country. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all listen to me now.
Yes, sir.
The principles of y'all said, if any man put his hand to the plow, and if he look back,
not fit.
He's not fit for the kingdom of God. Your mind, God said, well, I want to go help my people. Your people ain't y'all people. If any man put his hand on the plow, and he looks back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. You ought to choose.
Lot.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Lot.
Lot.
Yes, sir. Yeah, lot.
Yeah.
Hey, wife, don't look back.
Don't look back. Gave a command.
Do not look back. When you look back, that's where your heart is, where your treasure is.
Come on.
That's true. Because there's no way in hell I could take what I've got today. I tried it.
And
listen, y'all don't understand how personal Teacher Shane is. Teacher Shane was there.
Come on.
When you were there at my grandmother's house. We were dealing with one of they damn so-called preachers or elders.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an old man. We you know how nothing. We young, man. We y'all ain't young. I'm trying to save grandma.
Wow.
And grandma was in trench, am I right?
That.
I'm like, look at this damn asshole. Whoa. He changed. He can take and break it out. He was literally there. And she still stayed with him, didn't she?
Yes.
Parents sent away. They amputated her leg from here. Diabetes. Then went to here. Cut that off, too. Then went to here. Cut that off. Went to here, cut that off too. They went to a church called Saint Teresa Holiness. I said, what's so damn holy about Teresa?
The name of a woman.
And this damn elder, he was so damn stupid. Mind you, I'm not like this generation. We held integrity intact.
Yes, sir.
We didn't dishonor.
Yes, sir.
The hoary-headed. We didn't. We knew they were off. They were off. We would challenge them
and
hard.
Yeah, respect.
But still maintain the respect.
Right. It's possible. Yeah.
Couldn't hear. Am I right, teacher? Couldn't hear. I can drive to the house right now. He stood in the very room with me. As I began to dismantle this damn preacher, so-called preacher, I literally dismantled his ass. Y'all hear me? I tore his ass from one thing. Teacher, I was about 30 years old. We were probably 30.
Yeah.
30. We probably just turned 30. But that's how involved in the book we were. We will go places. When we hear something new concerning the word that we didn't quite understand, you remember we went to the people teaching the lunar sap.
Uh huh.
Brother Raby and the other one. Old men, long beards, long white beards, old men. So we sat there and we listened to the whole spiel on the lunar sap. We asked two or three questions. They couldn't answer them. They danced around, but they simply couldn't answer them. It's the same question. It's simple. Okay? The earth was created on this day. He rested on this day. How does that jive with your days? You got to read my newsletter. Check out my videos. It's all in there, man. I'm telling you, it's all in there. It's like, this stuff is so damn, it's so rompaloon. I mean, just simple questions. And they couldn't answer. Daniel 7:25, let's get the prophecy here before we end up tonight, all right? I hope everybody's doing all right. Everybody's doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Everybody good to go?
Yes, yes.
Listen, I want all of y'all to really, truly, listen, cut back on your spending. Do not go out and do unnecessary movements. Does that make sense?
Thank you, bro.
Slow down. Please slow down.
Thank you, sir.
Slow down. I want you all to slow down. This dollar is not going as far as you thought it was. It used to be 80 cents on a dollar. It's probably like 50 cents on a dollar now. Weather this storm.
Yes, sir.
Be content. Feel a little pain. Is that all right?
Yeah,
a little pain, a little contentment. You're all right. You're still living. Enjoy the simple things.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder they're trying to live like the rest of them Gentiles. They're going to spend themselves into oblivion.
Yep.
Oh. Act like ain't nothing going on. I just saw the NFL. They gave this guy a $75 million contract. I was like, really? I said, I wonder how long it's going to last him.
What is that?
Wow. Because, I mean, a fool without wisdom, how long is it going to last you?
A fool.
Learn the simple things in life so that you'll be able to survive when the storm does come. Daniel 7, verse 25. Come on with Jesus.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We have a spirit that's coming to speak even more so great words against the Most High. All right? Come on.
And shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
All right. That's key part right there.
Whoa.
And do what?
Wear out.
The way you wear out something is by continuous use, right? Pressure. Is that right?
Yeah.
The old verse speaking of wear out.
In
other words, they want to wear you out so much so to the point that you just capitulate. You're like, man, I'm just, come on, bro. I'm tired of this shit. In other words, if you want to be an Israelite, you can't be tired of the fight. Stop being dumb. You can't be tired of them fight, man.
Not here.
No discharge.
The book already said, no discharge is war. Be not weary and well doing.
Come on,
well, in due season, you shall reap if you
faint.
Don't. When the enemy comes in like a flood, y'all raise up a standard. Oh,
come on.
I'm going to seek the wear out. Don't let him do what?
Enemy
wear your ass out. Realize what the hell going on and resist.
Hey, yes, sir.
But what if you don't have a wording?
Mm-hmm.
What if you ain't with strong-minded believers?
Come on.
Because the day is going to come. Bro, I'm depending on you. You need no pastor to work. You need no pastor. Got me some consolation. Got me something to cover because I can't remember everything, but you know something.
Yeah.
Bro, we got to depend on this.
Let me know.
One another with these words.
Come on. Straight on. Come on, bro. Come on.
This is going to wear out.
Hey.
This is more wisdom than top of it. Or what we read.
Come on.
Dad, I can't
imagine. You got to dig down deep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
This life is temporary.
Yes, sir.
But we here.
There's something wrong with friends and time without even worrying.
Wait. Come on.
What is it?
Come on. You, 2, 3, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, 10 hours, 2 minutes, suffering. That's suffering for eternity? Man.
Hell
nah. Let me tell you how great y'all is.
Come on.
Why is y'all so good?
Why is
y'all so good?
Come on. Y'all so great.
Yeah.
Yes, and he made sure that nobody had an excuse.
Yeah, that's it.
You think you got something, huh? I know how it is. I know. I'm this great Elohim, and I am.
What do you do,
Chef? I'm this all-wise counselor, and I am.
What do you do, Chef?
I'm the Almighty, and I am.
Yes,
yes.
I am.
But
yeah.
Y'all know what y'all would do. Y'all would step up and level charges against
yes,
me.
We don't know how.
You would say, well, you never walked a mile.
Come on, he ain't
walking. Y'all would say, oh, really?
Oh, really?
Hey!
What do you do?
Oh, oh, really?
Come on, I'll do it.
The sinless one,
yeah,
and I made
ooh
myself in the form of sinful flesh.
Ooh. Yeah, he did.
And I showed you all how to condemn
yeah
sin in the flesh.
Yeah. Come on.
He that knew no sin
yeah
became sin.
Yeah. Once and for all. Come on.
I showed you all how to overcome sin.
Yes.
Physically.
In the flesh.
And there's nobody going to be able to say to y'all,
come on,
hey, you don't understand.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody.
Look at me. Look at me.
It's amazing how the patriarchs, they ever looked at it that way. The patriarchs, they were looking for their salvation.
Yeah.
That's why they were in Sheol.
Yeah.
They were looking for
them.
But then when Yahshua came and
well,
said, help you together, David said, there he is. Now, I like to, I know I look stupid, okay? wisdom, just a little bit of wisdom, see. How the hell I'm going to tell a man know how to deal with thousands, how to handle, I mean, he knows how to handle millions. I can deal with thousands. How am I going to tell him?
Yes, sir.
Use people in their strength and their perspective, place them for the kingdom of God,
bro.
Because everything that you ever got anyway, it all comes from your
body.
Anyway.
Come on.
Come on.
That's the body.
That's why you
ashamed.
That's the truth. I'm content. I built this house. I'm still in it.
Yes, sir.
I'm in it.
Y'all brothers have been building another house up here.
Hallelujah.
When that house get built, three houses get open.
Hallelujah.
For saints as well here.
Hallelujah.
Because the same unity that I have with my Israelites and my Ishias, we all will still happily ever have up there.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to see Pastor Dow building a house and now I'm going to have Ishias spread all over the damn place. That ain't Hebrew culture.
One family.
It's not Hebrew culture.
One family.
My family,
to the head.
That's it.
Prepare
for
me
in his house.
Yeah.
Hey,
my father's house. Father's house.
Go to John 14.
Jesus. I heard. This is a beautiful.
Go to John 14. You starting on this.
Hey, this is a beautiful.
Instigator.
Hey, we family.
Hey, but it's good stuff, though.
Hey. Kingdom, bro. This kingdom.
Look what y'all can say. What did he say in John 14?
Let not your heart be troubled.
Don't let it be what?
Troubled.
Or neither let it what?
You believe in Yah, believe also in
don't
me.
Don't let it be afraid.
Believe also in me.
You believe in Yah, believe also in me.
Yes, sir.
That's what Yahshua said.
Yes, sir.
To the disciples back then. Then he says this.
In my Father's house.
In whose house?
My Father's
house.
House.
What is there
the
in
our Father's house?
Big man.
Now, most people don't understand. Why is he saying, Father, he's a Father's son? Yeah. That's because he never gave any credit to the flesh.
Jesus.
How hard is that?
Oh, my God.
We let a lot. We don't give credit to the flesh.
Yes, sir.
We always
all praise
up. Thank y'all to
us.
All I do
honor the Son, honor the Father.
He didn't honor not the Son, honor not the Father. There's a pecking order here.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Government.
This ain't going to bypass Yahshua and go straight to the Father.
Stop it.
He's the door.
Come on.
Stupid
come on.
Ass.
Come on.
Read on.
Man.
Yo.
You know.
Read on.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Damn. Yahshua says, he goes what?
I go to prepare a place for you.
That. Read.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Yeah.
And receive you to myself.
Oh, yeah. It ain't no if, and we know it's him because he's talking.
Oh, man.
You know he went and prepared a place.
Right.
Come on. I want to teach you myself. Then he says, what? In my
Father's
house. In my Father's house, there are
many.
What?
Mansions.
Dwellings. Is that what he
said?
Is that what he said? In my Father's house, there are many what?
Mansions.
That's why I stop everybody.
Come on.
I do stop everybody.
Yes, sir.
Now, you stop this, you ain't
getting
this. Time out, man.
Yeah, break it
down. Everybody, you deserve it of a match.
Right.
You got to stop this.
Yeah. Give me a closet.
I got to just try to slow it down. Because I remember David said, I was trying to be a doorkeeper in a
house.
Oh,
man.
That's what David said.
Man,
king.
Yeah.
David,
yes,
man after y'all's own heart.
Yes, sir.
And you look for this big grandiose man.
Right.
Nah. You should be glad to be walked through the halls.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey,
that's it.
To walk through the wall.
Yeah.
Walk in, yeah.
Oh, hey.
Streets are transparent.
Woo! Them gates. All the stone, hey,
hold on, hey,
come.
You got liberty to come and go as you please.
As you please, yeah.
Woo! know you're going to be where you need to be.
Yeah. That's it, bro.
Heavenly place. Come on.
You got the run of the mill. You can run the Shemaim, the whole earth.
Yeah.
But you know where to be comfy stepping up.
Hey, yeah.
You know where to be.
Ah,
you know where to be.
Woo!
Now tell us nothing.
Come on. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Read on, teach.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Yes.
And receive you unto myself.
Yeah.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Come on. These words.
Somebody said, read.
Whether I go, you know. And the way you know. Thomas said unto him.
Thomas Didymus. Thomas said. How can we what?
Master. We know not where do you go. And how can we know the way?
Come on! Proclaim! Yeah! Declare!
But I know what the Spirit is saying.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
what the Spirit says unto the assembly.
Come on. Man.
So I've settled it in my mind. We're going to be mocked, ridiculed, derided, and tried until our days.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to be the off-scour of the earth.
Yep.
They're going to look at us, despise, reject us, all nine yards. I'm 100% content. I accept it.
Yes, sir.
But in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Yeah.
We're going to be their rulers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this battle's over. Oh, yeah.
What is Paul saying?
Come on. Hey.
We're going to be ruling Israel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The meek shall inherit. Come on.
And that's one thing the Christians don't want to talk about.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to talk about the kingdom. Isaiah, all the prophets talk about the kingdom. They want to make you think it's just some type of just fairy tale where you can make a choice and decision from your mind.
Mm-hmm.
No. It is greater than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, much.
And if you don't have his spirit, you are none of his. That's why I say y'all know them that are his.
Mm-hmm. Knows them.
So how the hell are you going to tell me, because you got black, damn dark skin, you his, and you like dark skin, you ain't his. When y'all give his Holy Spirit to someone, he's already voted. Regardless of what your cardinal ass mind is saying. I say when y'all give his Spirit.
Yes.
He's already voted.
Already. Yeah.
So why the hell should I pay attention to your nappy-headed ass?
Come on, sir.
Or any of you people that dissent.
Come on.
I'm with the king.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
And what did thou we say? I've been young.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm old.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his
seed
taken for
bread. Come on. Come on.
We can say we young and we getting old. And be the Father's will, because one day, I mean, this stuff turned to great. All this. One day, be the father. Look, he'll be bald or he'll be old. Gray. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
At least one thing. My hope is I've been able to teach Israel wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want my time to be done. And then all this library of wisdom is went into the grave. Is that what I'm
saying?
I want to make sure y'all get it here and now.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So you can pay it forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, we will. In the name of Jesus.
And then you make sure you're discerning
mm-hmm.
towards the younger generation that's coming up so you know who to pay it forward.
Come on, man.
Because everybody's young. Ain't interested. Everything young.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Yes, sir.
You'll be able to discern. You better look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Matter of fact, you ain't got to wait till they get old. You can look at them as you can go, look at that one.
Mm-hmm.
You see that spirit in them. Bad, they don't give a shit about y'all. Mm-hmm. They'd be 2 years old, he'd be like,
wow.
Bad, they don't give a shit. Now that one got a different spirit.
Yeah. Woo! Come on.
You can look at them.
Come
see.
On.
You can tell who evil is shit. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to wait till they get grown. You can see it.
Wow.
If you're an old, hoary-headed person, you can see it. You can see it.
Man.
So we gotta raise up righteous people.
Yeah. I mean, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on.
Beautiful. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
All right. So what y'all think about these teachings we've been getting lately?
Sure.
I mean, come on, we open up the floor, man. Yeah. They just talk.
That's funny.
Yeah. What you got, Mike?
Man, poor children. I wish I had this one, had zero children.
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone. Even just, if I would have said today, I got more wisdom out of today than I've gotten out of all four of my children. So I'm gonna apply this to all of them, but I wish I had this before I had the children I had now, just so that they could have got a jump start. If anybody's listening, apply, relearn, re-listen, play this message, because culture is a teacher. That's the whole point of culture. It teaches, like, the culture that you're raised in, that's what follows. That's what you teach. That's how you learn everything. That's how you act, all that. This is culture, what you're teaching. And so what I just got today is literally 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. That's a lifetime of culture. You just compiled the we're not getting. That's from thousands of years ago. How much more would we have gotten if this kind of thing was continued? Like, we're missing so much. Praise y'all for the man of y'all. Praise y'all for your wisdom when he gives it to you. But, man, we got to get this. Like, this is crazy.
You know, the problem is they truly have worked overtime to make sure we never become a tribe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me go back to what I was saying earlier, because I know how promiscuous a lot of our darling Zions have been. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I understand the curses and everything. You're not talking to an ignorant man. Believe me. And I will add the addendum in, and I'll be humble more than anybody. I know how stupid I look. I understand how I sound. I get all this stuff. All right? Bottom line is this. You can't sit up and call a daughter of Zion a whore when it's all she's been presented to.
Yes, sir.
And with.
Right.
Then she becomes born again.
Yes, sir.
Mm. You can't sit up and hold that same damn stigma over her head.
Right.
No, when she's making herself perfect,
right.
Like your ass is.
Right.
You understand what I mean? That's walking in the newness of life.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Today, a lot of men, they can't handle that.
Yeah.
And mind you, I remember, boy, I let the cat out of the bag, I didn't say shit. Remember I told you my style, they tell me every damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Unsolicited.
Yep.
Baked up. And you know the reason why? Ain't nothing coming behind this. You know the reason why? Because I'm a good, such a good man.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, what it is.
I'm in the business, man, come on, restoring.
Yeah.
And you know, this is Elder Ruben's forte.
Yeah.
Restoring.
Yeah.
Because when you restore a daughter of Israel,
yeah.
You ever heard of those that diamond in the rough?
Literally.
Pearl of great price?
Literally, sir.
Man, you could be pulling something up out there that can be a benefit to all.
Yeah. Restore generation, a whole generation.
Yes, sir. Wow. Man, I can't wait to debate. I know somebody gonna be a fool enough to take me up on this. I promise.
Oh.
Imagine, I didn't give you everything. I just gave you some nuggets. If you thought you got everything, you ain't got nothing.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to rip their ass from one end of this earth to the next. Warriors, come out and play! Oh, y'all hear the only word. There's a delay in there. We got these water spheres, though, don't we?
Yeah.
Huh? We getting them?
Yes, sir.
We getting them, right?
Unless
I'm still wearing a mark of last week, man, when this damn delivery service was last.
Yes,
woo-wee!
Yeah.
Boy, you talking about hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you understand when you hate it, you understand you hate it, right? Mm-hmm. But when there's a hatred that goes deep beyond the pale of feeling,
mm-hmm. Oh.
Man, that's some bad-ass hatred right
Yes,
there.
Sir.
But I'm glad to know. You should be glad to know.
Yes, sir.
You know what you're up against.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did I say the Thessalonians? Teacher been skipping around all over the place. Every time we turn around, he's calling out brand new scriptures. And we never get online. We always behind. Broadcast finished. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. No, yeah, 13 through 18. Watch this. tell you something, man. Stuff get bad when you get old, though, man. You feel everything, buddy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Chapter 4, 13.
1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
Here we go.
Concerning them which are asleep.
Stop. Sleep means them that are dead.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Read.
That you sorrow not.
Do what?
Sorrow not.
Come on.
Even as others.
Which what?
Which have no hope.
Read.
For if we.
Yeah.
Believe.
Now what?
That Messiah died and rose again.
Yes, sir.
Now, I believe that.
I believe.
He died and he rose again. Come on.
Even so, them also which sleep in Messiah.
The ones that are dead in Messiah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yep. Will Yah bring with him.
All right, come on.
For this, we say unto you by the word of the Master, that we which are alive and remain
yes.
unto the coming of Messiah shall not prevent them which are asleep.
In other words, the ones that are asleep or the ones that are dead, they're going to come before us.
Yes, sir.
Read on. And you understand why Paul's talking about this right now, right? I'm going to help you out. Right? So, y'all remember that according to Matthew 27 or 28, that when after Messiah raised from the dead,
mm-hmm.
that people saw the dead ones walking on the street.
Right. Yes, sir.
First fruits of the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
So Paul is still, while he has wisdom and knowledge, he's still walking and talking in this. You understand what I mean? In the old covenant of speaking and thinking. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yah has revealed certain things to him and has given him every damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Because he wasn't there to experience this.
Right.
Because the book clearly tells us that the people, they receive their dead back to life again.
Yes.
And Yahshua is still the first fruits of the resurrection.
Oh, yeah, always.
Yes, sir.
So you hear this letter to the Thessalonians, you got to figure out what is the time frame. You understand what I mean? Most people don't use several times. They don't do that.
That's awesome.
They just automatically just bite off on any damn thing is there. Read.
For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
With a, he going,
bro. Oh, yeah! Hallelujah!
Shout out. It's going to be secret.
Shout out.
Nobody going to know.
Shout out. Yeah.
Secret rhymes on the church before the great
shout out.
A shout is pretty damn loud.
Oh, yeah.
Try it.
So it will be quiet. Read on.
With the voice of the archangel.
Oh, that's pretty damn loud. Come on.
And with the trump of Yah.
That is.
Why you think we blow trumpets every season? Trumpets.
Come on.
Come on. I mean, the blowing of trumpet, it starts the fall season.
That's
it.
That's
the signal. Yeah. We're here. Water sound. We're here. Come on.
Yeah.
He here.
Games, we serious.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Remnant.
And the dead in Messiah shall rise first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Then we.
Yeah.
Which are alive and remain shall be caught up together.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Now think about it.
Come on.
You got the dead, come on, rise first.
Yep.
And we which are alive and remain, we'll be called up what?
Together.
Yeah, either way.
So who's going to be first to come back to earth then? We'll come back together to the same.
Yeah.
Read.
With them in the clouds. To meet the Master in the air.
Oh, my God.
The dead.
Oh, my God.
The last.
Oh, my God.
Come on, bro.
Oh,
hey.
My God.
Hey. Come on, and you know what's going to happen in the clouds, right? So you got to read between lines because this mountain is not going to let go.
Come on, that lightning.
Come on, watch this reading.
And so shall we ever.
Stop. So we're called in the clouds, right?
Okay.
See, they don't fill in the lines. That's why you got to go to the other books. What's going to happen when we're caught up? That's when the Most High God is going to rain down fire.
Yes, sir.
That's blood.
Yeah, come
it's
on.
It's going to flow.
Testimony.
Man, we blessed.
Yeah.
All right. So Israel, we're gonna call it on that. Well, I promise we keep going.
Yeah.
All one time.
Yeah.
Y'all pray our strength in the Most High, y'all.
Yes, sir.
We bless you all. We truly, truly do. Mm-hmm. Y'all take heed to my words, though, especially when I'm speaking over on Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Y'all start making moves.
Yes,
get yourself preserved and prepared.
Yes.
Things ain't looking good for this country. Y'all listen to me. Trump's getting ready to pop off. I need to talk to the Father a little bit more to find out exactly what's getting ready to happen, but something's getting ready to pop off bad here in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bad, when I say bad, badder than what they call 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. It's just in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's just in the spirit. If I get more on it, I'll let you know. All I know is I got an eerie discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say feeling. I got a very eerie discernment. Something's got to go down. It's got to go down. Matter of fact, here and now. Well, no matter what, makes no difference to us. Well, we're here, we're there, and we belong to y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our names are written down.
Woo!
Philippines.
Yeah.
Australia.
That's it.
Canada.
Mexico.
Alaska. Hawaii.
Yep.
Finland. Makes no difference.
No,
our name's still written down.
That's all about it.
You know, Brother Tamu and Sister A, man, Sister A, she does a wonderful job with the Sister broadcast.
Yeah.
We got to get Sister A back over here again. A and Tamu. Y'all never met them, right? We met them. They've been over here. We got to get them back. Me too soon. Sister Aya and Tamu, let us know when y'all available. We got to get y'all back over here before the return of the king.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure that all the old Israelites just, damn, they finished. They're going to get love for them, ain't they? So, let's finish broadcast tonight. Deacon Bell had a son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Big boy. Yep, that is fun. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to go see him maybe tomorrow evening or first day. And then we had Brother Victor, had daughter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love our daughters, but it's really nice to have sons.
Yes, sir. And child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then we had... Matter of fact, that was a new saint. Timothy. What brought Timothy in the man? Hey, somebody type in there what brought Timothy in the man. We know that Elder Rufus and them had a daughter. Elder Rufus and them had a daughter. Elder Mitch, that's my granddaughter, you know what I mean. I got three of them now. Three of them. And then, no, y'all ain't, man, Elizabeth. Russ Scott. You seen her last week to this week? Boy, she chunky. She about to blow up. She about to. Big old man and got mosquito bites all on. I was upset, man. I was so damn upset. I said, Russ Scott, what is that? Oh, mosquito bites. Damn it, put some skin so soft on her. And she getting chunky. Elizabeth getting chunky. Oh, she's well, I'm blowfish. Love children. Male or female, we love them all because you know what? In our generation, what we're creating, it's going to be in Israel.
Culture.
I'm teaching my son right now how to defy that damn wicked-ass shit in that damn
world. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
And that's what the world don't want you to do.
Yeah.
They don't want you to teach your children how to fight.
Yes.
That shit is.
Yes. Yes.
But it is.
They don't want you. But you better grab yourself.
Yeah.
Deep. Israel, and you better have some root.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Root in that word.
Planted. Like a tree.
They got to know. Because if not, these damn predators... they're waiting to take your seed.
Yes.
It ain't nothing to get the world. You got to get an Israelite.
Yep.
Seed.
Yeah.
You got to get an Israelite.
Something about that verse.
You got to get the righteous seed.
Yeah. The precious soul.
So with this head, hey, we bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming, name, my soul, coming, King, Yahshua, all the shit, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat shalom, the King. It is coming. See y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will.
Hallelujah.
The Father's will. Hallelujah. Come on, King.
Hallelujah.
I tried to spend another 15 minutes and we took out the
yeah. That's true.
Hallelujah.
The King is coming.
Oh, yeah.